And coming in, have you been at Hearn already, or are you coming in from somewhere else?
I've been in Hearn for 2 years. This is my third year there.
Okay. Making sure, because I know Coach Baker had been there the past couple of years. Coming in, just kind of picking up where he left off, and I know that he implemented a lot of good things for the program, but what are some things that you personally kind of put your own twist on it, change up a little bit?
Well, you know, like you said, Baker did implement a lot of great things for us, and everybody pretty much has stayed and kept it as the foundation. But one of the main things, I guess, as a spin that I want to put on is our kids coming to more of having a more understanding of the of the game of football. I think one thing that we need to do is slow down and do a lot more teaching, so to where our kids have an understanding of their individual positions along with whatever group is on the field as a whole. For example, the offensive line needs to know what, you know, the importance of zone blocking, how to do those things and their concepts, and then realize and understand the importance of how bringing all of that together as one unit works to perfection. So that's one of the things I'm wanting to do, is just basically bring it down back to the basics, to where everyone has an idea of what's going on and feel completely comfortable in their position and going out and to perform.
Talking about having been at Hearn before, now transitioning to be a head coach, does that make the transition easier, having already been acclimated to the players, knowing the guys, and just kind of stepping up in that head position role?
Yes, sir, it has. The kids understand me. They know me. They know what I stand for, and along with all the other coaches that have been there. I think, you know, sometimes it takes about 3 years for you to make an adjustment, and I think this third year here, with having someone that was in-house on the staff to replace Coach Baker, is a very important thing for not only the program, but for the staff as well, because the kids know what we're expecting, and they're making a progress with being able to continue those things. And so I think it's a lot more, I guess, I'm at ease with knowing that I'm here, and I know the kids know me, and they know what to expect.
Very good. That's always a plus to have. And coming into this season, every team's going to have their strong points. What are some of yours?
One of the strong points that I see that we're going to have as a team is we're doing a better job of coming together and understanding the importance of competing as a whole, not just individually. And that's one of the things that I truly feel is going to be a positive force this year, is everyone realizing that we're a team and having that having a feel of playing together at all times. So I think it's really, the work ethic is getting better. You know, they're not giving up as quick. And I won't say give up, but sometimes you have to learn how to take on adversity and continue. And that's something that we kind of had a problem with, but at the same time, it's been getting better over the process of time. So handling adversity, playing as a team, and being coachable is some of the positives that we have this year.